The draft report outlines what the volunteer group learned over a month of hearings with federal and state agencies, a Canadian mine owner, and other officials. It was tasked with reviewing Taku River fish stocks, habitat, and game resources. The agencies responsible for monitoring industrial vessel traffic and spill response, and the effectiveness of state and federal laws and regulations on the river. The catalyst for the task force was legislation drafted a year ago, but never introduced, which would have declared the river critical habitat. The volatile idea evolved into a bill calling for a legislative task force, but that ran aground when sport and commercial fishermen, property owners, and conservationists could only agree to disagree. Juneau legislators then created the Taku River Fact-Finding Task Force outside the legislative process. The group of volunteers represents river users, and they've stuck strictly to the facts.
We were hoping that this task force would be assigned the responsibility of actually coming up with what array of options might be available to better protect the Taku.
Alaska Trollers Association Director Dale Kelly echoed others who found what they called gaps in the report and a lack of analysis. Now that many of the facts are on the table, what's next? Asked Chris Zimmer of the conservation group Rivers Without Borders.
I think to a lot of people it only seems logical to then discuss, all right, what are the next steps? What are some ways to address these shortcomings?
Only a handful of people testified at Saturday's hearing. Some suggested the task force identify the strengths and weaknesses of laws and regulations affecting the river. Others want more water quality information, oversight on barging, or direction in working with the Canadians. Chieftain Metals plans a 2,000-ton-per-day operation at the old Tulsiquitchief mine by 2015. The Canadian-owned mine at the river's headwaters has been dormant since the 1950s, and many Alaskans are wary of any company promising no impacts on the Taku. Chieftain told the task force that it hopes to build an access road rather than barge up the river, but Zimmer doesn't trust that. And even if a road is built, he said, another proposed Canadian mine, the Big Polaris, still plans to barge up the Taku.
BC has very aggressive mining plans in the transboundary region, both in the Taku and the Stikine. And right now, I don't think DNR Fish and Game have the funds and the ability to engage with that and make sure that our downstream interests are protected.
Taku River property owner Neil McKinnon has been on the river for more than 50 years. He remembers the days when the old Tulsiquitchief was operating. But after reading the reports and studying the statistics collected by the task force, he doesn't see the problems others are so worried about.
Where's the habitat problem? If we need to worry about habitat. Nobody has pointed to a specific thing. And where's the problem in fish?
Harold Champion has also owned property on the Taku for decades. He has other concerns with the task force report.
On hand, firsthand, and the people that are living up there don't agree with what we're being told and what's being reported in this report.
Champion said there's more to the Taku than fish.
One of the goals there is to discuss the status of all habitat and for all species, and there's been no effort put in toward game. I think I read one sentence that the word game is mentioned.
There's too much concern about barging, Champion told the task force, prompting this response from member Mike Peterson.
What concerns me on this task force is the potential for barge traffic that's going to be coming up over the next 2, 3, 4, if no road, 15, 20 years. That's what concerns me.
Alaska has no jurisdiction over the Tulsiquitchief mine or any other development on the BC side of the Taku. The state also has no authority over barging on the river.
To me, personally, barging is the issue.
Juneau Senator Dennis Egan has been watching the task force process carefully. He said he looks forward to recommendations from the group, especially on dealing with the Canadians.
It's really tough to control what happens north of the border, and we're just trying to get a good working relationship with the government of Canada, or British Columbia especially, and make sure that they understand how valuable this resource is, not only to us, but to them as well. I think that we can come up with some recommendations, and I think that we can come to an agreement with the province.
The Taku River Fact-Finding Task Force is still collecting comments. Then it will begin hashing out the gaps in the report and perhaps coming up with some recommendations. But the legislators have made it clear the group should not draft legislation. That's their job. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.